Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye, you're going to school, and that's okay, yum 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 yum, I just love you.
Well, good afternoon everyone, and welcome to the Optimize My Life radio show, broadcast through Blog Talk Radio and many other platforms. This is our main platform of Blog Radio. The show is called Optimize Your Life. It's sponsored and founded by Dr. Joel Griffin, his wife, well over 10 years ago. And the show's been showing Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time. We have been broadcasting life in a way and helping to improve. Our theme at the Hope Collection sponsoring body is helping others by helping them help others. And one of the reasons that we have a program called Travel Tuesday is that we're bringing to the community and to the world the idea that having a vision and a dream and what travel forces one to do in their mind and in their heart to lose and create and develop the vision of what can be in life, what life can be like, and how you can improve it. When you do dream, you start planning. When you're planning, what you're doing is you start looking and relying on other people, and then you're going to be helped by them, and you're going to help them. In that process, what happens is life improves. Now, I know I'm beating that word to death, but the idea of improvement, aren't we all looking for that? After being locked up in our homes for 4 years, the idea of being free and being willing to touch and feel and meet and greet with people around the world is exploding. And the vehicle to make that happen is a word called travel. You know, when I say travel, it makes you think of getting in some kind of vehicle, a car, a truck, a bus, a plane, cruise ship, dugout boat if you're going to the tropics. See, it's all about creating that vision. When I say dugout in the tropics, you picture tropical forests and palm trees and monkeys in the trees and toucans or beautiful parrots flying and gliding through the, you see, beautiful water and rivers and people living in nature. That creates a vision that puts meat on the bone of something that can help you stir your heart. And in doing that, you can also share that with someone, share it with a loved one, share it with other people that have a common dream, a common purpose. I'll give you an example. How about a group of people that belong to a church? And they want to go someplace, one of the countries, third world countries, and go to Guatemala and hand out Bibles. Now, that's a pretty important thing to do. Well, with travel, you can make it happen. And that's a vision, a dream. And you can bring so many good things to life for people that don't even speak English and never been in America. But people do it. But they need tools to get it done. And that's where we step in. And I'm proud to be a part of that. And today I have the privilege of hosting a gentleman who actually he's the head of an organization called Marketplace Ministries. And what that does, it's a place for people to go to learn how they can use their faith, be used in their faith to touch lives and take advantage of the tools and the gifts that God has given us to make life better. So I want to introduce the fellow who originated this and has put it together in a plan that can bless you, your family, and many, many others. Rick Reese, good afternoon. How are you today?
Doing fantastic, Ron. So good to be on the show here from Colorado. No snow. We are good.
Well,
it's a beautiful day. Huh?
You sent me sun. I'm looking out the sun. I got my front door open. The kitty cat's in the window. And it's at the door.
Oh, nice. It's beautiful.
And you sent us a blizzard.
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're under winter storm watch and a blizzard watch.
Oh, that's not coming from here.
Yeah, it must be Canada. Good. That's coming
gotta,
from Canada.
Yeah. it got to be coming down from Canada. Minnesota. Oh, no. We got Minnesota.
Minnesota. We like to take our
Minnesota.
Boat.
Oh, that's too funny. Yeah, we have beautiful weather. It's probably, I'd say, high 60s, almost 70s out there. Beautiful sun.
Yay.
You can see the mountains. Now, the mountains are still snow-capped, so, but beautiful weather. A nice day to take a cruise away from here.
All right. I like that idea.
Hey, Ron, you mentioned Marketplace Ministry, and that is the coolest thing, being able to do something that you love, travel, while at the same time to minister to people. And I was thinking as you was talking how therapeutic travel is, so that no matter what you are going through or growing through, that if you take the trip, and it doesn't have to be a cruise, it doesn't have to be out of town. It could just be a drive. But if you take a trip and just get away, you know, how therapeutic that is. And how I think a lot of people don't realize they need it. But once you actually do it, you know, you feel so much better. It puts you in a whole different place. You know, Americans and I think generally around the world, everybody is just so uptight about everything. They're on edge. I don't know if it's post-pandemic, you know, syndrome or something, but everybody is on edge. And, you know, travel puts you in that state of relaxation where nothing really matters. Where you look at things and you just realize that it just doesn't matter. You know, it's important, but it's not that important. And more people need it. And so that becomes a ministry. You know, travel is a ministry in and of itself. When you took us on the Hope Cruise, you ministered to us just by being on that cruise. You ministered to other people. I forget the couple that the gentleman was in a wheelchair, and you met them on that cruise.
Sean and his wife. Just
and you brought him to our
met.
Hope meeting? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he was very ill, and they were there on the cruise. Really was kind of them having their honeymoon situation. And it really, they were blessed, and they shared with him. We went on to continue our relationship after the cruise, and his health really prohibited him from trying to move ahead the way he wanted to. He was wheelchair-bound and bedroom-bound after that. But he dreamed about being able to get involved with our programs with Hope and the dreams that we do with Surgery 365. And it gave them hope. We helped open doors for their life to be improved. And though they didn't go down the road with us in that, we actually shared month after month of opening and helping them to see how the world could be. Very proud to be able to do that and humbled. What I did was really something that everybody that's on this call and anybody that's been around the Hope Collection, and whether it's with Joel Griffin, Artist Griffin, and or the Golden Rule Society with Dr. Captain Lynn Kane, and Ann, what we're all about is really touching lives and making a difference. We do that every day through, you know, we broadcast the show, not to brag. This is not a How Great I Art show. What this is, how can I make this life better for somebody else? And I believe most people leave our show every day, and we get lots of people that come directly on the blog show and many platforms, thanks to Mary Stanley. We now broadcast from a number of different platforms, and people can hear us talking. They're not tied into the call-in side of the call, but they do listen in on the show, and we can track that. Demographics, we have that information. But the point is that many people are receiving the gift of hope. And boy, oh boy, I can't be more proud of you and the other people that commit themselves to being a part of this movement.
Hey,
you know,
hey,
I,
Ron, this country.
Go ahead, country.
Yeah, Ron was sharing. I'm sorry, Rick. Ron was sharing us with us the other day a young lady that just got involved in our travel business who doesn't have a car. He didn't want to call her out on the radio, but I did hear him say, if I'm not mistaken, Ron, she's already made her first check working from home with no automobile, Ron?
Yeah, she earned $500 for achievement. What she did is there are tools and there's methodologies and there's training that's provided when you join the world of Surge and Vortex Company. We have the way of helping people move from really nothing to something. And she still has an opportunity to make $10,000, and even there's a bonus even bigger than that. So she's working towards that. What she did is she's created a group of people that she has influence of. Some are family, some are friends, some are friends of friends. But the whole idea is sharing something good in her heart, good in her life, a willingness to learn and train and study and then execute. And because of that, the reward is that she's earned a $500 bonus for her efforts. And that's just the beginning. She's now
awesome.
Helping other people do the same thing. That's what we do.
What's beautiful,
well,
it doesn't matter.
Ron, ain't that what OAK does, help people so that they can help other people? I couldn't think of a finer example, especially when we're all in love this family thing, and she was able to be able to help her family without having an automobile and then be able to bless somebody else, kind of like a pay-it-forward kind of blessing. Go ahead, Rick.
No, I'm just saying that it doesn't matter where you start. It just matters where you end up. And everybody needs tools. And it's great when you can have a tool where you're working from home. Excuse me, or you're working from the deck of a cruise ship. Or you're working from a destination because it's online. You know, an internet travel business that you're working online with over 30 income streams where you can choose. And so if you start saying, okay, you know, I just want to just refer people to the business, there's a referral fee, a referral bonus, and that's that $500 bonus. And there's $10,000 bonuses, $1,000 bonuses, $25,000 fast start. I mean, there's just all kind of bonuses. But a person may say, you know, I want a career as a travel agent. And, Ron, that's what you exemplify so very well in being able to set up cruises for people and just recently a cruise for a beautiful couple where you've set up trips to New York. Brenda and I will be in New York for my niece's wedding on the 22nd of May. And all I could think about was some of the trips that you set up for people in New York. Right? Like, Ron, how do I do this? Of course, that was pre-pandemic, so, you know, things have changed. But a career as a travel agent, you may say, okay, hey, over 30 streams of income, I want to work on all-inclusive resorts. I want to work with corporations and set up their travel. I have one lady who said, I want to work with this agency that does trucking. You know, they have trucks that go all over the United States. And, of course, their drivers can only drive for so long, then they've got to get into a hotel. And so she wants to set up the hotels for this company, you know, and be that person that sets up the hotels through, of course, the Vortex and also the membership that the trucking company can come on board. You may say, I want to work with educational travel. I want to set up Holy Land tours. I want to do corporate travel. Our faith-based travel with the, you know, sending people over to the Holy Land, and of course we use ETS. I want to do convention planning. So on the travel agency side, you got so many opportunities. Or you may be like Brendan and I, we just want to travel wholesale, get some great tax write-offs, and go get paid to go. You may say, I want to build.
I have a question.
Go right ahead.
Do you have an area that works with charter buses and trying to ship a group of kids from A to B?
you have, you can work with a group of kids and get them on a charter bus. This is excellent question. This is access to everything travel. Surge has nothing but people and hope. Surge connects to the entire world of travel. You may say, okay, let's do an African safari. You know, let's go to the Middle East. Let's go to Asia. Let's go to Europe. Let's go to, you know, anywhere, Canada, Mexico, South America. There's vendors around the world. And so that when a person becomes a part of Surge and Travmanity, which is the accredited travel agency side of Surge, you have access immediately to every vendor. You know, once, of course, you get into the travel agency program, you take first-class training, and there you go. But you have access. The key word in Surge 365 is access. I can build a team. I can build a team, a circle of friends. I can build, you know, people around me that trust me, that love me. You work with whomever you want to work with. You know, we've got some young people that have come on board, and they are just huge travel CEOs. Imagine being able to offer an opportunity to young people where they're the boss, they're the CEO, and they're learning the travel side of the business. They're learning the business side of the business, and they connect on social media. You know, a lot of us older folks don't really understand social media like the young folks do, but they connect globally on social media, and they build a bond of team members that know each other, that love each other, that want to travel with each other, that want to make money together, and they are the CEO of their own business. What greater gift can you give
Rick,
a young person?
Rick, can you do me a favor? A couple of years back, you guys know that Mary and I have a gift to work with gifted children, AtlantaChildren.org. 90% of the kids that come through the program are foster kids, time they're 3 to 4. Time they reach 12 to 14, they've been to 6 to 8 different foster homes. Now they're graduating out of courses, they're graduating out of that category. Like a 12-year-old can only be in a certain area until they're 15, and once they're 15, they graduate out of there. But, Rick, you and Brenda put your heart on the line and flew down here, flew from Colorado down to Atlanta to do a special presentation for about 20 to 30 kids at our camp. That day it was 90 degrees when Rick and Brenda came in, and the pool was down. And they was kind of upset because they couldn't swim. And then when Rick and Brenda got there, it was almost time to do the presentation. Something had happened with the generator. The power's down, and they hadn't had lunch. So no pool, no lunch. Okay, Rick, they're all yours. Actually, when Rick set up the presentation to do the presentation for the kids, the founder left. I said, okay, Rick. You and Brenda, y'all have at it. Rick, can you give us a little brief synopsis on what happened when you was presenting to those kids and took them a trip around the world, and we went to the zoo without them even leaving the room? Matter of fact, last part, Rick, when we got to the end, it was so exciting what Rick was doing with the children, teaching all these different courses in the conversation, that Rick literally had to tell the parents to put their hands down and let the kids answer the questions. Rick, back to you, bro.
Yeah, that was, you know, I mentioned access. Access to an industry. Excuse me, in addition to access to an industry, it's a tool. It's a tool, if you have a creative mind, it's a tool that you can use in so many ways, that you can slice and dice in so many ways. And because it's a travel agency, so if you're looking for a career in travel, whatever you want, any area you want, if you want to be a wedding destination specialist, if you want to be a Holy Land tour specialist, if you want to be a Bahama specialist, how about this, a Minnesota specialist? if you want to be special needs travel specialist. And so you have the travel agency. And then you have the Vortex, which is a free link that you can give out to the world, that instead of booking through booking.com, Travelocity, Expedia, Priceline, you give out this free link and people can book through that link. It's going to save them up to 60% over the public price of travel. And it's a fundraising tool because whomever owns a Vortex earns 60% of whatever is saved. And then you have a Vacation Club membership where you're saving big time, deep savings on travel, online shopping, all kinds of things. And so what we wanted to do with the foster kids is to introduce them to career opportunities as they was aging, getting to the point where they're aging out of this, out of the foster care program, to give them skills that pay the bills. And so we wanted to come down, Atlanta Children Fund, and we, Brenda and I flew down, and we wanted to introduce them. And this is the coolest thing. We were going to put together training plans for each of the kids to track their training, the initial training. I'm a military guy, so training, you know, we believe in training, right, Mary? So you train like you fight, fight like you train. And so but we were going to have the training plan for each one of them. What trainings have they taken to initially qualify? You know, what trainings, Hyatt specialist, Marriott specialist. This training is free, and it's online. And so we were down there really just to introduce them to career opportunities in travel. But like you said, we get down there, and they've got the pool down, no lunch. The director leaves. We're like, where'd he go? And he's like, okay, Rick, you got it. Creatively, we say this is a career opportunity. This is educational travel. Let's take these kids, and we set them down, about 30-plus kids, put up the screen, and I had created this PowerPoint presentation, interactive PowerPoint presentation. And so we're going to take them to Washington, D.C., to the zoo in Washington, D.C., the National Zoo, from Atlanta. And this is all interactive. And so we sit them all down, and they're like, yeah, we're going to the zoo. We're going to the zoo. And I say, you know, and I'm walking them through this, but in the process of taking them to the zoo, and Mary, you'll love this, in the process of taking them to the zoo, I'm teaching them travel. I'm teaching them geography. I'm teaching them how high does a plane fly. I'm teaching them so many things. What are the different sites to see in Washington, D.C.? So I'm teaching them how to book online and how everybody books online now. They book the van that we're going to drive in. They book the flights, you know, that we're going to, the airlines that we're going to fly on. You know, they get their tickets to the zoo. And so they're all sitting here. We're in Atlanta. And they went on a journey, a virtual journey with me. And we got in the van, and we rented the van. We got our airline tickets. I'm showing them this on the screen. This is how things are done nowadays. And I'm teaching them as we go along. And so we get in the van. On our way to the zoo, they're sitting in their chairs, but you think they're in the van, right? And so we get to the airport, and we load on the plane. Who wants to sit near a window? Who wants a center seat? Who's afraid to fly? We're getting hands, right? Even adults. And so we get on the plane, and on the screen, this is a whole virtual tour. You know, we show map of the United States, Atlanta, and a little arc that goes all the way to Washington, D.C., and it moves with the plane on it. Okay, we're in Washington, D.C. Let's drive around Washington, D.C. Load back on the van. Let's drive around Washington, D.C. And so they are there, but we're teaching them how high was the plane. You know, where is Washington, D.C.? What is, you know, states? As a teacher, and this is for the classroom, a teacher can interject whatever they want to teach the kids. And so we're just thinking about that. And so we get into Washington, D.C. We're driving around Washington, D.C., and they're seeing the Jefferson Memorial. They're seeing the White House. They're seeing da-da-da-da. And Martin Luther King Park there. They're seeing all of it. We finally get to the zoo. They are with me, and I'm putting the pictures up so they're seeing the pictures. They are there. And we was proving a point. Virtually, you can take anyone anywhere and teach them anything, and they will be there, especially our kids. And so we get to the park, and so the zoo, rather, and I'm putting up pictures of now. Everyone's had a zoo experience. We're going to take a look at some animals here. Raise your hand when you recognize the animal. And they're raising their hands and putting up the chimpanzees, the monkey, the giraffe, and they're raising their hand. We're going through all the pictures, and they're there. And although we are in Atlanta, I'm telling you, they thought they were in Washington, D.C. at the National Zoo. And so we get to the end of all the pictures, and they're really good naming all of these animals. Get to the end, what's your favorite zoo experience? And so the kids start just flashing back. The parents and the adults start flashing back. You know, the adults were raising their hands and telling their zoo experiences, and the kids were raising their hands, and some of them had gone with others in the group and said, "You was afraid when we went to the zoo," and they're dogging each other out. And you would have thought we were in Washington, D.C. at the zoo. And what they didn't realize is that we're using travel for education. We're using travel for the foster kids, that they would get an interest in career opportunities in travel. We're using travel to learn geography. We're using travel to teach math, right? All these different subjects. They never even realized that we were teaching them along the way. And the adults are bogarting the kids for telling their travel stories. You're right, Country Boy. The adults flash back to their favorite zoo experience, just like you may be thinking right now of your favorite zoo experience. And one of the things that we learned, the kids just stayed there for the entire time, as Country Boy was saying. The pool was down, they hadn't eaten, and we had them for the entire time. And they were locked in. And we proved the point. We proved the point, not only the interest of travel, but being able to take a group on a cruise that never have been on a cruise. They don't know how to book online. You know, where they learn how to book online, they experience that cruise. And like we know, Ron, taking them to Jamaica, through the pictures of Jamaica and the Rastafarian village that we went to, are taking where they're dancing in the midnight on the beaches of Punta Cana. The whole goal of this, and I'm going to wrap up here, the whole goal of this was to put together, to create the interest for the children that were going to age out of the foster program, to show them you can put together a training plan that taps into the largest $9.6 trillion travel industry, the largest industry on the planet, skills that pay the bills, so that before these foster kids are released on America, you know, with no skills, let's get them in position for success. Let's take them through. Let's put together the training programs for them, and let's take them through the initial qualification type training, and let's track each student. You know, and then once we get to that point, take care of all the basic training. Let's find out, okay, what areas are your passion? Well, I want to be a wedding destination specialist. Well, I want to be a Bahamas specialist, a Jamaica specialist. I want to focus on special needs travel. Well, let's take these trainings. They're online. They're free. And so we were offering this all, you know, to the children, Atlanta Children's Foundation, our fund, Atlanta Children's Fund. And the same program, I was talking the other day to this lady that is from First Nation up in Canada. And we're looking at doing the same thing for the First Nation Indians up in Canada. And we were talking about setting up a travel training program where they have the casinos and raising up, we call them Poundmaker Travel Group, raising up those folks, that the children and the adults, young adults, that wanted to make this a career. Now imagine, even on the reserve, doing the same thing that we did for the Atlanta Children's Fund, our foundation, being on the reserve, being able to run them through, develop training programs for each of the folks in the program, and to be able to run them through the initial training, and then let them form a Poundmaker Travel Group, where you're specializing in cruises, you're specializing in airlines, you're specializing in destinations, you're specializing in motor coach, right? You're specializing in river cruise, and being able to pull that group together to service the casinos where they have people flying in from around the world, and where you can give them that free Vortex link. And they can fly in on that Vortex link. And when they go back to their respective countries or wherever they're from, they can continue to use that Vortex link. The people that use the Vortex link are saving over the public price up to 60%. 60% of what they save comes into the reserve, First Nation Reserve, comes into the Atlanta Fund, Atlanta Foundation, Children's Foundation. It comes in as a fundraiser. And so we're using the career opportunities in travel. We're using the fundraising aspects to tap into this $9.6 trillion industry where 9 billion people were locked down over COVID. And now they're free to travel, free to roam, and we want to override. And so we're using the membership for the adults to travel, if it's the foundation. For, they're going all around the place, going to different conventions and so forth. Use this vacation club membership to get the deepest rates to save the foundation a ton of money. And so, but that's what we're doing. So getting back to your point there, Country Boy, we had the attention. I did this actually for a classroom, a second grade classroom here in Colorado Springs, and the kids were – they were sitting in their seats, and they were spellbound. After the presentation, the kids are coming up to me. Can I go home with you? No. Back to you, Ryan.
Well, you just described so many things that have happened, are happening. And the thing is that most of the issues or programs that the Hope Collection and our various people that are become Hope members, they just join, it's free, no contract. But what they get to do is we, Joel, a founder, my best friend of 40 years, my mentor, my business partner, he used to say that we're all servant leaders. We're on this earth to serve others. And you hear that in church, but what we do, we take it out in the community. We take the idea of practical application of finding ways to make a difference. And I know right now there's a team of the board members that are working to, we have a communication system, starts with a website, and we're reorganizing it so that it has continuity. Right now we got a lot of information. I've had people for years tell me, well, you know, the website's so busy and there's so much on it, and how do I make it work? Or how? Well, we're working to solve that. And the reason I tell you that is we know how important it is that people are looking and they need to have direction and help to get to where they want to go. And they just, many times they don't look because they don't know how to get there. And so the commitment to people are working extra hours and they all work full-time jobs, they're all involved in doing things, but they're taking time from their heart to serve the good of the program, creating a bond of unity between all of us, not to be competition. You know, it's not like we have a lot of people that are very talented and they have expertises that each one is unique. But when they come together under the umbrella of Hope, Golden Rule Society, Marketplace Ministries, we put differences aside and we create a way to use what God has blessed us with to be able to help somebody. And that help can be in a lot of ways. Just helping someone that needs money right away. And I'm not talking about at the end of the day they need to pay a bill. You know, it's pretty hard to have somebody to create someone that kind of money, earning it in a methodology. But let's say in a given month period of time, you could make it. You know what? The $500 that went into that family is making a difference. Do you know what's really better? That's not the only money that they can make. They can make 500 more. And guess what? Not only can the gal that earned that money make that money, she can help the people that she's helping that helped her by being a part of the group. They can earn it too. It's not limited. We are so committed, and Joel was always looking for organizations that were going to help with our concept. We call it generational prosperity. Now, that is money. It's not just money. It's all of that. But, you know, sometimes, folks, let's face it, money is the answer. Now, in some cases, people have other needs to be taken care of and money will come. But, you know, really, guys, there sometimes it just is dollars. It is money. So if you don't give someone a tool to make the money, you're just talking. Now, there's nothing wrong with encouraging and loving on, but it doesn't solve it. What solves it is when you can give them a tool. Those kids that went through the orphanage program and then took on the challenge of learning how to become involved and becoming travel agents or members in the travel organization so they could create income, earn it, and be proud of it. And then when they use it to do what it was meant to do, they are benefited in their hearts. More things happen positive for people. Guys, when you're a member of the Hope Collection, you get involved in whatever area you choose to do that in, you're making a difference in this world. Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, you are a solution. And we are proud because we have so many people, there's so many talents, and you don't have to be pigeonholed into one area. We have different areas that you can work in, and there's always room for more need for help. So I don't know if I'm carrying on too much. Go ahead.
No, that's good. And you're right. We talked travel on Tuesday, but the Hope Collection, I mean, we're looking at the eight pillars, you know, that we support: health and wellness, performing and fine arts, you know, family, development, housing, technology, energy, communications, faith-based leadership, which happens to be, of course, I'm chair for that area, marketplace ministry, but education, food and nutrition. And, you know, we were talking the other day at our board meeting, and we were just talking about, in general, the Hope Collection is we're visionaries, and we're bringing together the best of breed providers at all levels of society, you know, to make a difference at the grassroots level of society. And we're looking to identify and, you know, identify those emerging solution-based organizations to work with us. And we want to support them. And like you said, in finding funding and all the different needs of the best in breed, you know, best people who are looking for, you know, to solve different problems that will make a difference in society and to work with them. And all the different things that we're doing. We just talked travel on Tuesday and show how travel can be used as a vocational tool to learn and to participate in an industry. Education has changed. Going back to college, you know, my kids, of course, they've graduated from college and they've got great jobs and all that, but the education system has changed for the majority of people. They'll go to college, graduate 2-4 years, graduate, and still can't find a job. One of the things when I was talking to the First Nation is that the travel business connects you directly to the industry. And the lady was telling me that that they had a similar program, but it didn't connect them to the industry, so nobody got jobs. So, you know, 8-month travel training program, and nothing happened because it didn't connect them to the industry. Well, this, you have the travel training that isn't CERS, but CERS gives access to everything, Travelmanity, I should say, gives access to every vendor around the world to take that training and, in addition, connects you to the industry. Like we say, Country Boy, without having to ask permission. If you have to ask permission, the answer usually is no. Without having to ask permission, I could take a homeless person. I could take a homeless person and run them through Dress for Success, run them through how to interview, and bring them into Travmanity, the travel agency, and run them through all the different trainings that they want to learn, whatever they want to learn. You want to be a Hyatt specialist? You want to be a Marriott specialist? Luxury travel specialist? A Europe specialist? And have them take that training all free, all online, and build a portfolio of certificates, where they're a Marriott specialist, they're a Hyatt specialist, and all the different specialists they are. And let's say the Hyatt is having a local hiring event. I could send this former homeless person with skills that to pay the bills down to this job, this Hyatt job fair hiring event, and I can guarantee you they'll get a job. This is access. We're talking access to an industry where a person, especially with the knowledge that we have in the industry, can slice it. Well, what is your need? Okay, well, let's use it for this. What is your need? You need fundraising? Okay, you're a church. Okay, well, let's use this for that. What is your need? Okay, you are an organization where you have kids that are aging out of a foster program. Okay, well, let's use it to get these kids skills that pay the bills. Are you just a regular person? Or let's get you a $500 bonus. You a stay-at-home mom, dad? Right? Let's get you a few $500 bonuses. Are you kidding me? And so, no, you're not. But this is what we're doing. You know, you hear us on the show talk about dancing in the moonlight on the beaches.
You know,
yeah. We have fun. But this is much bigger. Back to you, Ron.
You know, I'm going to interrupt for a second. You know, on Travel Tuesdays, we do help you find, you know, different ways to bring in income. But also, you know, on different days of the radio show, we highlight entrepreneurs and other businesses that are trying to get their name out there and who are looking for help in other ways or avenues and different, you know, that are trying to make things better for the world.
You're absolutely right. We just talked travel on Tuesday. But we're, you know, it's open. It's wide open. And we're looking to partner. Go ahead.
You know, it kind of hit me and Country Boy yesterday during Hometown Heroes episode. We had a phenomenal couple on that just blew up our airwaves. Because I was getting messages on Facebook during the show asking about how to get a hold of these people. But we now offer Hope for lunch, but also for breakfast, too, because we do the morning shows. And coming up this summer, we're going to add some night shows in, plus expanding the network onto TV. No, we're going to offer hope in every aspect of life that you can access.
Mary, it's you're helping us to expand our outreach and reaching people in various markets, various areas of the country, various and economic levels of across the board. We've had some people contacted us who are very, very successful in the corporate world, and suddenly they found the Hope Collection online. They found what some of you, each one of you, are doing, and they respect it, and they're happy to hear we are welcomed. We are welcomed in the community because there are companies or organizations that claim to do what we're doing, but they either just do lip service or they really are there just to be able to hang something on the wall or get a newspaper or get a name on a letterhead. They're not really involved.
Hey, Ron, how does a person get a hold of you?
Well,
if they say, hey, you know what, that sounds pretty cool.
716-908-2300, or the best way is you really want to just go to thehopecollection.com, and there's a registry, there's a sign up, and it's like getting a library card. You put your name and your email address in, a phone number, so we can reach you. We need that information because if you decide to do something, we want to be able to like donate or something like that. We want to be able to communicate and connect and be able to certify what you've done. Or if you become involved with us and you want to do things, we need to be able to communicate at a high level, personal level. And we're a secure site. You have to have passwords to get the different access benefits that we have. So what we're doing is we're working to protect you, but we really want to help you. And so I was really, this one will blow your mind. One of our suppliers is called Expert Rating. what they are on our education partner pillar, you can go to Team Rating, and there are under the heading of 13,000 is the number. You can get certified in every area of life of something that would allow you to create an income almost immediately through the websites and through the internet world to be able to show you what you know and what you've been certified to do, and you can create an income from it. Now, I want to share one of the ones that we had the other day. I got the announcement, one of the specialty certifications we have is called legal, what do they call assistant lawyer? Please somebody help me. I'm drawing a blank here. Paralegal. Now, most people think of being a paralegal, that means you're not a lawyer. You can't open up a practice, but you can assist a lawyer and do all the legal kind of stuff and be supportive in that area and bridge the gap for someone who maybe doesn't quite have all the resources to go right to the lawyer but can use a legal advice, and a paralegal can do that. You got to be certified to do that. Well, we have that available. Now, the common practice for someone to become a paralegal is go to high school, got to have a degree, then go to college, and you know, sign up and get in a four-year program to become and spend, I don't know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a year. Or if you're going to Harvard or Stanford, it's about $80,000 a year. But to join up and get certified in the classes. Or you can go to Expert Rating, sign up, and for a couple hundred dollars, take the same identical certified courses from home with help and guidance. You can get that certificate of completion of study from Expert Rating. A paralegal. By the way, they make anywhere from $25,000 to $40,000, depending upon where, what level, where you are, and what firm you do. But instead of spending $100,000 to get an education, you can spend dollars, work from home, get help, and get certified.
You know, also, Ron, you need to add in that the Expert Rating are actually accredited, used by Fortune 500 companies and hospitals. I get all my recertifications for my work with special needs kids that are AA certified through the medical board.
Well, that's
through Expert Rating.
Ron,
Rick Reed.
That's a
yes.
This country, that's a prime example. There's some certain cliches couldn't be no farther from the truth. But that old one that says, if I'd have only knew then what I know now, they've always made fun of me because I spent 12 years of my life in college. My bill was over $1 million. I found out from a friend of mine, I live here in Atlanta, if you wanted to go to Morehouse School of Medicine and take their core curriculum to become a medical specialist in about 600 different industries, it would cost you, being a local yokel, $108,000 a year for 2 years, which means when you graduate, you're $200,000 in debt, or you can go online and take these courses, just like Ron and Rick were saying. Last one, example. Again, these children that I was working with that had been kicked around from place to place and from foster home to foster home that are aging out and have to go face the world with no curriculum, with no resume. Some of them got bad records because they was frustrated, et cetera, et cetera. But see, this is how we levelize the playing ground. If you guys was listening when Rick was telling the story about taking kids on a virtual tour, I was one of those special kids that came in on the special bus that scored 162 on my IQ. And when my grandmama came out to me when I was sitting out on a big rock cracking walnuts during the day, she would ask me, well, country boy, who are you today? I said, I'm going to be Flash. She said, why? I said, I want to run around the world and bless people and get back before dinner time, before sundown, because if you're not home by dark, you're going to get a spanking. Make a long story short, when Rick took these children / and their parents / the family on a virtual tour. It was absolutely amazing that we had an encounter like I had when I was a child, like the parents was having a flashback, that you have the capabilities to go places in your spirit, I call it time traveling, in your mind, without even leaving the room, without leaving home. So that's what would happen just then when Rick was teaching them about 5 or 6 different courses. They was able to capture their spirit. Faith cometh from hearing, but they was feeling. Did y'all hear that? Feeling. Feeling comes from the heart. So we got an opportunity to get back to the heart of the ones that would normally fall through the cracks, the normally the ones that would not be the chosen ones, that don't have all the credentials that you do or one of your friends that went to Harvard has. We serve an equal opportunity, God, and this is one of the first businesses, Ron and Rick, that levelizes the playing ground in just about everything that you want. 6,000 courses here, 2,000 more courses here, over 10,000. So when we're talking to our children, who are the next generation, the ones that we're looking up and say, you can be anything you want to be, what would you like to be? To be? Or not to be? Is that really the question, or is that the answer to the question? Back to you, Ron.
No, we're walking down these paths so that we can see, and then we're looking back and telling people, hey, this way. You know, here's how. What do you need? Okay, here's how you can use that. ExpertRating.com. ExpertRating.com. As you mentioned, Ron, is an organization, a company that we basically partnered with, and they are, as you said, Mary, they're ISO 9001 certified. So they're certified globally, and they're working with companies like Walmart and IKEA and Dell and all these major companies to provide certification training. And instead of them going back to school and college and spending a ton of money, these classes are like $69, $129, and they've got certifications for every area you could think of. I mean, they cover every expertrating.com. They cover almost billing, medical billing. What do you want to do? And expert ratings is like what we're doing. It's giving you access to information. The information is key, and it's giving you access to information to get certified in these different areas. My daughter, she wanted to transition to a better-paying job, and so she went back through expert ratings, and she took the project management class, and she took an accounting class, and became certified in those areas. She took a logistics management class, and she wanted to transfer into Department of Defense-type work. And but she beefed up her resume, you know, with these certifications, and she got picked up by a major defense contractor, and they are paying her a lot of money, right? And she has successfully transitioned. So even if you're looking to beef up your resume, you may be starting anew, afresh. ExpertRating.com, and they've been around since 2001. And they're in 35 countries, 25 million people tested, and they're working with 6,500 companies. And so they're not just fly by night; they are the real deal. And but you're not spending a ton of money going back to college. And so, but we're walking down paths. A good way to put it is that we're pathfinders, and we're walking down these different paths to get information, so we can yell back and say, "Hey, if this is where you want to go, try this out. Come this way, and you can take it to the bank." That we're not just talking something, we're actually experiencing it. And if it's a bad experience, we're not going, hey, you know, they failed. If it's a good experience and it's a way that it's a good path, successful path, that people are looking for paths to take. The many voices out there. And people are going back to college. Hold on one second. They're going back to college and spending, like I mentioned before, all of this money. And they don't even know about expert ratings, that people can go to a vocational program and get certified and get even better jobs. Over to you, Mary.
So my little secret, you know how I learned how to do everything with social media and the internet and all the fun stuff I do? Is all from expert rating. And I've spent $300 to take digital marketing classes and up my marketing, because when I got my degree in marketing back in the day, the internet was just being discovered and it was only used for research, not for what it is now. So I had to learn how to do everything really quick. So everything I've learned how to do and all the things I've done with the radio show is all because of expert rating.
Wow.
And I did
all
the
powerful classes
in a weekend.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And people are stuck, but they're stuck from lack of knowledge. And that's what we're doing, what, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days a week with our show?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're giving out information. You know, in the age of information, ignorance is a choice. This is the age of information. If a person doesn't seek out information, ignorance is a choice in the age of information. And we are in the age of information. And to sum it up, hope is in the information sharing business. And that's why we invite everyone, hey, join us. Find an area that, you know, that you're looking at, you know, that you feel that you're passionate about. And share that with us, and then we can point you in the right direction. Back to you, Ron.
Ron, real quickly, it's country again. I just real quick want to say that's why I love saying we have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. You heard Rick say we're in information stage, and knowledge truly is power if one utilizes it. So we care enough to share enough information with you so that you'll know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. I'll stop right there, Ron.
Ron's talking on mute. Ron, are you there? And so one of the things that... Oh, okay.
I'm just listening. You guys are talking and sharing. It's cool. You know what I love about the show is that everybody's free to speak. Everybody shares their heart. And there's so many different aspects of people's perspectives. And it gives that show a strength that allows us to touch lives. And there's a trust level that you can't get on a radio show on radios and on public. We get to do it here, and we are growing mammothly, and it's making an impact. And so some new actions that are happening this year that the Hope Collective is sponsoring, like the Memorial Day celebration in Buffalo at the Naval Park. We're having world-renowned Captain Len King be the keynote speaker this year. And he's being flown in from San Diego. He's going to be speaking at a church on Sunday morning, doing the church service. And everybody's invited to come and be in here, and this is going to be world-class. We've got Boy Scouts from around the world going to come to Buffalo to be part of the celebration. We've got organizations that are helping an organization, the Battle Within. They help soldiers that have had post-war traumatic syndrome. They're solving and helping solve the issues of medical. And we are an answer for so many people, guys. And I am grateful every day that the people that join us and that we're all here to work together to make this a better world. Thank you.
I love it.
Have a wonderful day, guys. And we'll look forward
to
seeing
you
on the show. Tomorrow we'll be live, and I know Mary Stanley is. Is there a guest that you want to announce, Mary?
Mary's talking on mute.
Well, thanks.
Hey, we've all
thanks
done it. We'll see ya.
All righty. Bye now.